News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
One in five Irish people believe women make up or exaggerate sexual assault claims. 13% believe a woman who is assaulted while affected by alcohol or drugs is partially to blame. That's according to a new survey by Eurobarometer. We're now joined by Rachel Morrow, executive of Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. Your reaction to these figures, Rachel?
Morning, Shane.
Morning.
We have new data that's come from the EU just yesterday, and it gives us a picture about what attitudes to violence against women currently is here and across the EU. So 1,000 people were surveyed in February of this year, and they answered questions about the sexualisation and objectification of women, about abuse and rape, and about domestic violence. And the answers to those questions give us an insight that there is a worrying level of victim blaming that still exists here, and that we have considerable work to do to change those attitudes and create a country where victims of sexual violence feel safe and they feel supported in telling someone what happened to them without the fear of shame and judgment and lack of belief. And as you said, one of the statistics that really jumped out for me was that one in five people believe that women often make up or exaggerate rape claims. And that statistic is so worrying, because it's like saying that women often do that. It's just simply not true. When we look at the rate of people who think that, it's fallen slightly since the last Eurobarometer survey in 2016, but only by a couple of percentage points. So the true reality, as you know, Shane, is that making up or exaggerating rape claims is extremely rare. But what's not rare is rape, and these type of false beliefs, they keep actual rapists from having to face justice, because myths stop victims coming forward, because they have very valid fears about not being believed, about being judged and being blamed for what happened to them.
Is it nearly more shocking that one in nine people believe a woman who is assaulted while under the influence of alcohol or drugs is partially to blame?
So we're actually doing slightly better than the EU average and that statistic. But I think that recent court cases and these court cases have been they've taken place after the survey took place. But when you think about the Raymond Shorten case and he's the taxi driver who was convicted of rape earlier this year, then there was Jonathan Moran in the Blonid Rally case in Mullingar, and more recently Conor McGregor. I actually think that Irish people have a really good understanding around drugs and alcohol, but we do know when we look at statistics
Sorry to cut across, Rachel, one in nine clearly don't.
Yeah, one in nine, but I suppose, you know, I'm keen to focus on the positive as well.
Glass 8 9 full rather than 1 9 empty.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that it's important that we aren't fatalistic about the issue, but that we don't just wring our hands and say those negative attitudes are intractable, because they're not. It's just really hard and persistent work, because those attitudes weren't created overnight. And I think the research is a wake-up call for all of us. I think that we need to ask ourselves some questions.
Just very quickly, I don't even know if you know the answer to this. Is there a gender breakdown as to how people answered those two questions?
There isn't a gender breakdown, but I think that both women and men have, on occasion, negative attitudes towards victims of sexual violence. And I think that we are making progress, but the progress is really far too slow. The government itself has described this issue as an epidemic, but I think that it needs like the urgent action that would reflect that it is an epidemic. And, you know, I don't want my son or my daughter to grow up in a society where people think that women make up or exaggerate rape claims, and I don't want them to grow in a society where they're blamed because they've taken drink or drugs. So I think that the impetus is on us to change the future for the children of today.
Rachel Morrow, executive of Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.